Hello, Deadly Lucky 7 here. And I am celebrating 777 followers. I actually blew way past that number. And it was sort of crazy and shocking because I one day checked in and saw that I had like 300 followers. And I was like, oh, I got plenty of time before I need to do like an AMA. And then all of a sudden, it just shot up. And yeah, it was insane. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate that you guys love my content. Yeah, it feels pretty mind-boggling. But anyways, this is my AMA. And I can't just leave you guys with a non-lewd audio, so I'm gonna go ahead and answer your questions while I stroke my cock. And at the end of it, I'll give you guys a nice little orgasm. All right, so let me get all lubed up. Oh it feels nice and cool. Okay, Koshka Kalashnikov, I think is how you say it. I'm sorry, Koshka, if I fucked it up. Who is, by the way, a fantastic content creator if you haven't listened to her stuff. She does M for F, or I mean F for M and F for F as well, I believe. Koshka asks, if I could be fluent in any language with the snap of my fingers, what would it be? I would have to go with French. I've always loved French culture and the language and stuff, so I would definitely go with that. It's probably more practical things I could pick, but yeah, that's the for me answer. Immoral Oral asks, do I have any daily rituals? Yes, I like to wake up super early and go to the gym. And after that, I like to come home and just take my time and like eat breakfast and stuff. I'm very big about having the morning to myself, and I'm very much a morning person. So, like, if I have to be to work at 9, I'll wake up at like 5 o'clock, go to the gym, get back around 6:30, and make breakfast. And then that way I have plenty of time to relax and drink coffee before I have to go to work. Yeah, so that's my morning ritual. What was my most intense experience of the last month? Whew, this one is easy. I got a pinched nerve about a month ago, and it might have been more than that by now, but I'm gonna count this because it was a long drawn out thing. I got a pinched nerve, and it caused severe pain in my back, my shoulder, my pec, with my left pec and my left arm. And it took forever to heal. It's been such a pain in the arm, I guess. But it was spooky because I kind of thought it was like, I don't know, like a heart attack or something at first. But yeah, apparently it was just a pinched nerve and kind of spooked me out. But it was some of the most intense pain that I've felt in my entire life. I hope you guys can't hear my cat eating. You probably can. What makes me continue recording my wonderful audios? mostly I do it for a form of creative expression. I get a lot of creative release, as well as under other kind of releases from doing these audios. But that being said, knowing that you guys enjoy it so much gives me so Much pleasure. It feels so good knowing that so many people are getting off to me. Okay. Anonymous asks, they said, Ote, I listened to your edging audio like 10 times already, and it's absolutely fucking hot. Thank you. So I was wondering if we could get another. I for real can't get it out of my head, lol. I get turned on every time I just think about it. Yes, in fact, my next celebration is going to be at 1,554 followers, which is 777 times 2. And I, just for you, and for everybody else that helps me get there, but specifically because you asked this, I'm going to edge 14 times. Hopefully, we'll see how far I can get with it. That's a lot, but I'm going to attempt to edge 14 times for you guys. So hopefully, and it's not going to be very far away too. I'm pretty close to that number, so. Okay. What, Jakaita Ruby asks, what is my favorite cereal? This is kind of boring, but I'm a Rice Chex guy. I like the plain cereal. I don't like a lot of the overly processed sugary stuff. I do like Honey Smacks though. Those are really good too. Let's see. Jakaita Ruby also asks, I'm only allowed to order or make one alcoholic drink for the rest of my life. What is it? I think I'd have to go Negroni. It's just a solid drink. It's very kind of any time of day thing. You can have one with brunch, you can have one with dinner. If it's hot outside, it's nice and refreshing. Yeah, so it's just a great drink, which if you're not familiar with it, it's gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. Anonymous asks how old I am. I'm 30. So there goes all the mystique. Yeah, I actually just turned 30 recently. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I've been doing this audios and stuff since I was like 25, I think. I actually had another account before this that I deleted, but yeah, I've been doing it since I was like 25, and I'll go through and wipe out my account and then not post for a really long time, and then I'll come back and get in the mood to post again. So Somewhat Immoral asks, what is a strange or uncommon subject that I know way more about than the average person would? Music or alcohol. So I'm, a lot of you guys know I'm a musician, and I actually do that for a living, and so it's my livelihood. Been playing music for about 10 years, and I play something like 11 different instruments. I lose track, but yeah, so I know a ton about music. I actually, before I was a music teacher, which is what I do primarily now, before I was a music teacher, I used to work in a music store, and I managed one for several years. And I also went to school for recording engineering. And so the past 10 years of my life have pretty much been dedicated to everything music. Yeah. The second answer to that would be alcohol. I know a ton about alcohol. I actually have a side project that I do that's basically what we do is we research classic cocktails and their history, and then we try all of the drinks that led up to that evolution. and it causes me to have to dive back into books that are, the oldest cocktail recipe book that I have is from the 1800s, but for a specific drink, I ended up diving back to this historical account from, I think it was the autobiography of Sir Francis Drake. And it's basically a story about a drink that is the predecessor for the mojito. And basically the story is that he was sailing and his crew got sick with dysentery. And so he concocted this beverage, supposedly, that made them feel better. And it was lime mint gin, or lime mint, a primitive form of rum and sugar. I say supposedly because more than likely what happened was that was probably already a local remedy, and he probably stole it from the indigenous peoples, off the coast of Cuba. So, anyways, he was a pirate. The British would have called him a privateer, but I mean, he was a pirate. He went around and ransacked, Spanish colonies and stuff like that. So the Spanish called him El Draque, and that's actually the name of the drink. Forewarning though, they wouldn't have had access to ice in that particular climate in that particular time. So that drink would have been drank room temperature, essentially. So if you guys ever want to try that drink, have fun with that, because that's how we did it. We made it how they would have made it. Surprisingly not bad, but not an everyday sipper kind of thing. Anyways, moving on. If I was gifted with $1 million but only had 1 week to spend it, what would I start buying? I would buy a house for my mom. I would just try and get her set up for the future, buy her a house, buy her a new car, buy her a bunch of furniture and stuff like that. Just kind of set her up so she could retire and don't have to worry about anything. Anonymous asks, when is my birthday? Are we birthday twins? No, we're not birthday twins. My birthday was recently, it was actually just in the last month. I'm not going to give you an exact date, but it was sometime in the last month. How old am I? Oh, wait, that question already got answered. Right? Yeah, okay. All right. What are my thoughts on period sex? I think that's a good question. That's a really interesting question because I find a lot of people are really put off by it. I am not. It's messier, so you have to be a little bit more careful and put some towels down. But yeah, I never had any problem with it. Yeah, so that is it for the questions. So now, if you hung out this long to hear the ending, I'll go ahead and come for you guys. My God. I got soft when I was talking about all the alcohol and stuff. Nerding out makes me soft, apparently. I think I just got too distracted. So now you guys get from cold to hot. I've been thinking today about coming up behind somebody, grabbing them by the hips and pushing them up against the nearest wall. Pulling their panties down. I'm burying my face between their legs. Oh my god. Getting a mouthful of pussy and ass. I'm gripping their hips tightly as I use my tongue. And then spinning them around so I can bury my face into their pussy at a better angle. Oh my god. Playing with their ass, teasing their little asshole while I lick their pussy. Oh, feeling you buck against my face, grinding your pussy against my tongue. Oh, fuck. And then, once I get an orgasm out of you, standing up and spinning you around and pushing you hard against the wall again. Pulling out my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh. And rubbing it up against your holes, teasing them. Running it back and forth. Oh, I'm driving us both crazy. My pre-cum oozing out. Leaving little streaks all over your pussy and your ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, and then, once I can't take it anymore, I'll slide my cock into your pussy and grab your arms, pinning them behind your back while I buck you nice and hard. While I fucking take you. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh, I wanna come inside that tight little pussy so bad. Oh, I wanna feel it pulsing around my cock. As I blow my load inside of you. Oh my god. Oh, I want you to take all of my fucking cum. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh. 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 Tasting my own cum for you. Oh, it tastes delicious. Oh. Thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you.